As I announced yesterday, I intended to air more of my recent interview with Ag Secretary John Block concerning his new book on today's Tuesday, New Year's Eve edition of Farm Time. However, with recent developments, including the passing of former President Jimmy Carter and another change in the federal enforcement of the Corporate Transparency Act, I'll put off airing that until later this week, probably Friday. First of all, over the weekend, Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson of the House Ag Committee issued a statement following the passing of former President Jimmy Carter. We quote, "Penny and I join the nation in mourning the loss of Jimmy Carter, a president, governor, state senator, and dedicated leader who represented the state of Georgia and the American people with honor and distinction. Jimmy Carter grew up on his family's farm in Plains, Georgia, where he later became the owner and operator of the family business. His humble beginnings and deep roots in agriculture taught him the values that guided his tireless, decades-long career as a selfless public servant. Our thoughts and prayers are with the entire Carter family during this time of mourning." President Biden has designated January 9th as a day of mourning in honor of former President Carter's passing. Flags will be flown at half staff for several days. Another story that I think we could say is almost hot off the presses, there's been another change in the reinstatement enforcement of the Corporate Transparency Act that required businesses to disclose their beneficial ownership information to the U.S. Treasury. You'll remember the dates have been changed. Originally, the date was January 1st for farmers to file, then January 13th. Now, according to the U.S. Court of Appeals, Fifth Circuit, the filing deadline has been put off indefinitely until more legal arguments can be heard. So that's one less thing farmers have to worry about as we head into a brand new year. Speaking of a new year, this is our final Farm Time broadcast for 2024, and I want to thank our sponsors that have been with us throughout the year, and also you and our listening audience, very dedicated to our Farm Time programs, and also the Early Bird, and I certainly appreciate that, and our sponsors do as well. So on behalf of our sponsors, yours truly, and everyone at Milner Media that helps me put these programs on the air, I want to wish you and yours a very happy new year. I'm Mike Perrine.